it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Joining me now, junior guard for the Colorado State Rams, had a beautiful game against St. Mary's over the weekend, and our very first Whole Show Player of the Week, Isaiah Stevens. Isaiah, my friend, thanks so much for giving us some time today.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me.
Hey, it's so much fun to watch you guys. I know that's an understatement. Undefeated at this point. That St. Mary's game got some national attention. You're getting stadium coming down to broadcast that game. I think it was like a 4-point spread as far as what you guys were favored to win by. You just ran away with this one. I was talking to your friend David Roddy, who said, you guys are kind of done with the comeback game. Boy, you didn't even waste any time getting an early lead against St. Mary's on Saturday.
Definitely didn't want to have to play from behind in a game like that, especially against such a good team like St. Mary's, man. They do a good job of dictating pace and everything, so we knew that getting out to a really good start was going to be vital for that game.
Well, and that's one of those teams too, right, Isaiah? They're kind of pesky like that. You could be up like you were at the half 35-24, but I think even a lot of fans that watch St. Mary's are going, yeah, but at any moment they could turn it up offensively. But you guys did a fantastic job of just maintaining that lead throughout the second half.
Absolutely, man. They're, like I said before, they're a great program. And they're very competitive and they're diligent with what they do. And they're always in a game just by the way that they play and the way that they defend. So we knew that we were going to have to be locked in for a full 40 minutes.
Yeah, and you absolutely were. And you get your ninth win, 9-0. Some interesting games right off the bat for you guys. You've had a crazy schedule talking about the tournament and then a local matchup with UNC. You guys, I've loved the comebacks too. And I always talk about you specifically on this, Isaiah. Something comes over you and then it washes over the rest of this team, especially on the offensive side of the ball. You guys could be down 20, 13, whatever. There's just a calmness about you and about this offense. And then there's just absolute anarchy on the defensive side of the ball. How do you guys do that? How do you switch it on and off like that when you're in those massive comebacks?
Like you said, as there's time still on the clock, we still have a chance to make a run. And so you can't panic when you get down big in a game like that. Because at any moment, we feel that the tide can turn our way with shots falling, getting rebounds, getting deflections. All it takes is a handful of stops and possessions, and next thing you know, you're right back in the game. And so we just pride ourselves on just staying resilient. You're not going to get it all back in one possession, and I feel like that rolls over the team from the top down, starting with Coach Medved, and then everyone just buys into the game plan, and man, we just stay with it. And we're an extremely competitive group, and so like I just said, if we feel like there's time still on the clock, we still have a chance to win this game.
Yeah, and I think all the Rams fans listening would agree with you 100%. Nobody panics anymore. They want, you guys could be down 100, I'm pretty sure, and people would be like, yeah, you know what? I think this team's going to find a way to do it. You're such a tight-knit group. What's that like for you, though, Isaiah? You and Roddy both stormed onto the scene together as young guys, and now you're not just leaders on this team. You're both superstars on this team. What has that been like over these years, just kind of growing with this program?
Man, it's been a blessing, honestly, being able to come in with a group of guys that you're going to be able to develop long life relationships with, man. And that goes from Adam and Kendall all the way down to Jalen Lake and Jalen Scott, who just got here. Like you said, we're an extremely tight-knit group. We don't have cliques on our team. Everyone can talk to everybody. No one's too big for the team, if that makes sense. And so I feel like when the whole team is just bought into winning, that's like the most important thing on our team, and I feel like that's going to set us up for great success down the line.
We're talking to Colorado State Ram Isaiah Stevens. I thought there was a really unique moment for you personally. You guys are going up against UNC, kind of a local matchup, a fun matchup. Late in that game, it's getting a little chippy, and there's all, you know, you guys kind of getting that little scrum there. You bust out of that. You kind of just look away. You kind of look up into the crowd. You let the Bears end up kind of getting, I don't remember what the final call was, but you de-escalated that, and your entire entire team, I kind of saw that on the floor. They all kind of backed away as well. I think that's a really special thing. In the heat of the battle, cooler heads prevailed, and you kind of led the charge there. I thought that was pretty neat.
Man, playing against UNC, that was going to be an extremely tough game. They're a really good team, man, with a unique style of play where they're really able to space the floor. And so they got out to an early lead on us and was able to maintain it for a long stretch. And as we started to cut into the lead a little bit, I feel like they started to get a little bit more chippy, as they tend to in highly anticipated games like that. And so it got a little physical on a play there with Kendall, and I was just making sure that he was okay. And one thing led to another, and the last thing I wanted to do was hurt my team by getting a tech on top of the whole physical play that had just happened right there. So once I felt like I shared my piece, I just wanted to get out of the situation and let the refs handle it from there.
Sometimes that can be tough, right? When you're in the heat of that, it can be tough to back away. But you, like I said, you did a great job, and I feel like the rest of the team kind of followed suit. And of course, Moby Madness. I know that was one of the rare games where the students weren't like in full effect because it was Thanksgiving weekend. But that has got to be so special to see how that fan base has really grown in support of you guys. Moby Madness is alive and well. That is one of the best spots to watch a basketball game.
Absolutely, man. We was actually talking about that a couple of days ago, just comparing it to when we first got here as freshmen, man. Those first couple of games in Moby, compared to what we just experienced this past weekend, is like a complete 180 flip, man, just night and day. And so we're extremely thankful for all the support and everybody that's coming out to invest in our team. And we just want to go out there and put on a show for them each and every day that we step on the floor, man. And they're going to be a huge piece for us, especially when we come back in the conference at the turn of the year. And we're going to need them to come out and just show up each and every night and make it a tough place to play.
Well, you guys are so fun to root for. And I was talking to Jeff Goodman of Stadium, who broadcasted your game. National attention coming to this game, like I said, Saturday against St. Mary's. And I love what he said, too, because nationally everybody's getting it. They say the same things you say. This team is a very unselfish basketball team. This group of guys, they all have such a great head on their shoulders. I mean, that to me, that's kind of a unique thing. There's a lot of great teams in the country, and there's a couple of stars here and there. But you guys, it truly feels like this is a family group, and I think the fans have really bought into that.
It definitely is, man, and that starts with the coaching staff. They set down the foundation for it to feel that way. And so every player that comes in is just one of those things that you just naturally accept. It's a part of the culture now, you know. And so when you come in here, you know you're being brought into like a brotherhood and a family. And that's how it should be, man. And we all care about one another, both on and off the floor, which I feel is extremely important. And that's going to be a big separator, hopefully, for us down the line. And we'll be able to use that to our advantage.
We're talking to Isaiah Stevens with Colorado State. Isaiah, some of the moves you were putting on people on Saturday, have you went back? I know you watch film, but do you just go back and if I were you, I'd be replaying those broken ankle moves all the time. You had some just, and there was one in particular, you look like a wizard out there. I don't know what came over you, but it's just fantastic to watch.
Man, definitely watch film a lot with my coaches, and so I was able to see a couple of the plays that popped up there in that St. Mary's game. But, man, I honestly don't know exactly why or how it happened, but it just kind of just came out of me. And I feel at that point, that's how I know I'm out there having fun and just getting lost in the game, which is when I feel like I'm playing my best.
Yeah, well, and I feel like when you say you're getting lost in the game, that's when I feel like that calmness factor comes over this offense. And it's really cool to see. I've never really witnessed something quite like it. It's even not just the comebacks, but when you are in leads, when you guys are in sync, it's a lot of fun to watch. The AP Top 25 came out. You guys are right on the outside at 26. Do you pay attention to that stuff at all? Does it bother you? Is there a chip on your shoulder, or does it matter in the slightest?
I feel like it's one of those things you can't get too caught up in, but you're definitely going to see it every now and then on social media and things like that. But that's not the end-all be-all for us, is the top 25. The end-all be-all is to make it to the NCAA tournament, hopefully win the Mountain West Championship, and just continue to win as a team and get the team accolades. So if cracking that top 25 comes along with it, man, then we'll definitely take it. But I feel like we've been a hungry group long before the rankings were in discussion, and I feel like we have to keep it that way.
It's kind of a rare week for you guys, considering the way the season started. You only have the one game on Saturday, and we'll get to that in a moment. What is that kind of nice, getting a little break? Because there for a while, it seemed like you guys were playing almost every night, every other night.
Absolutely, man. We were playing so frequent, but I feel like that's what makes college basketball so fun. When you play one game and then you have to quickly turn around and start preparing for the next. And so it definitely does feel nice to get a little bit of a break, get caught up on all the schoolwork and things like that. But definitely can't wait to get back out there and play again.
Yeah, this one coming up on Saturday, the Basketball Hall of Fame Classic against another good basketball team, Mississippi State. So you guys have had plenty of tests so far, and here comes another one on Saturday afternoon.
Yep, Mississippi State is a phenomenal team. They're off to a really hot start this year as well. So it'll be a great matchup for us. I know they're going to come out and compete, and we're going to compete as well. So it'll be a great game, man. And I can't wait for it.
Yeah, no question. It should be an exciting one. I'm looking forward to it. Isaiah, you know, just one more for you. Just kind of looking forward at the rest of the schedule. You know, Mountain West Conference is not that far away. You guys, it's going to be interesting for you guys too, because Mountain West teams, they're going to have a big target on your back, because they know if they beat you, because you've had such a great non-conference schedule, that's going to be a huge win for them. So, yeah, you still got a lot of work to do to get into that conference. But when you jump in, I mean, obviously conference teams want to beat each other anyway. But you guys come in with that giant target as the team to beat.
Yeah, we definitely do have a target on our backs. But one thing that we preach in our program is continue to be the hunter. And so if you continue to go out and seek the pain, you know, and go out there and just continue to attack each and every day with the right mindset, regardless of who the opponent is, we're going to be in great shape, regardless of how the game looks. And so we just got to continue to stay disciplined, stay solid. Those conference games are definitely no joke. Any team could be anybody on any given day. So it's going to come down to the preparation and the mindsets to go out there and perform each and every day.
Man, it's so much fun to watch you guys. It's an honor to talk to you. Isaiah, we're working on a trophy, man. We're doing the whole show Player of the Week. We just started it. You're our very first one, and nobody better, my friend. Everybody was voting on you for it, and it was just really cool because you've been such a sensational player to watch over the years. So congratulations on everything so far, but I know you got a lot of work to do, and we'll be here for it. We'll be watching.
Yes, sir. I really appreciate you guys, man. Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir.
That's Isaiah Stevens. Colorado State had a beautiful game against St. Mary's the other day on Saturday. He had 14 points, 4 assists, 3 steals. That doesn't even tell the whole story of his performance. He is one of those rare players, great leader on the floor. He makes everything go. Now, David Roddy is an absolute stud. Those guys, you could go back and forth on a debate as far as who's the best is. But you know what? They're not debating it. Those two guys don't care. I put out, David Roddy was one of our nominees for our Player of the Week. When we announced Stevens was the guy, Roddy retweeted it. You know, I mean, again, they're teammates. They love each other. They don't care. This team plays for each other, and it's a really special thing to see. They got Mississippi State as part of this Basketball Hall of Fame Classic at Fort Worth. So that'll be good. That'll be great. At first, when I read that, I thought they were going to be at home, but they're going to be in Fort Worth, of course, as a part of this Hall of Fame Classic. And Angel, my friend, we're not that far away from the big, big standoff coming up on December 21st against your Alabama boys.
Oh, yeah. That top 10 team right there.
Number 9.
It's beat Gonzaga.
Sitting at number 9. Yes, a very good basketball team. Well, can the Rams stay undefeated leading up to it? I probably got a pretty good shot. Mississippi State and then Tulsa on the road against Tulsa. So they got those two games before. So I think that there's a really good chance.
Yeah, and Alabama has a couple tough games coming up too. I know they have Houston this week and then another ranked team and then I think CSU. So it's going to be fun to see these two teams kind of come together and battle it out in Birmingham. It'll be fun.
That's the last non-conference game for CSU.
Oh.
So 3 more tests for them to improve their, you know, their at large, and then you go into the conference. And as I was talking to Jeff Goodman, Wyoming, we'll see. I mean, former UNC boss there, Jeff Linder, doing amazing things. They're 8-0. Air Force is 7-1. Fresno State 7-1. Mountain West, listen, those weren't the teams, save for CSU, that were supposed to be really good. San Diego State and Boise State. Well, they're about 500 right now. So winning over the conference is important, but is it going to carry the weight as beating, again, St. Mary's? That's why that St. Mary's win was so absolutely big, and beating Oral Roberts to start the season. Those were big games. 34 minutes after the hour. Before we take a break, let me tell you about Mosier and Funeral and Cremation Service. They're the only family-owned and operated funeral home in the Greeley-Evans area. Their services are as unique as life. Tell you what, give Scott, Robin, or a member of their great staff a call today and talk to them about pre-planning. It's an amazing gift. They're great people. They know it's a difficult task. It's the most difficult task. But plan well, plan ahead, and live well. That's Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service. 34 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break. When we come back, let's talk about the NFL standings. And also, my Power to Play Sports poll question is up. Who's your favorite rookie? Who's the better rookie for the Broncos if you had to pick Patrick Surtain or Javonte Williams? Go vote at theholeshow.com. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.